This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Radio K Pulpit. This is She Excels. Hallelujah. Welcome and thank you for tuning in. And She Excels is a program for every woman who knows she was created for more. Here we call women higher to live with vision, to walk in purpose, to build mastery, and to shine with excellence. Amen. At She Excels, you will discover God's blueprint for true success, and that is success by the book. I guess you know that book, the Bible, the ultimate success book, amen, that you must live by. And now is your time, right? Now is your time, and this is your call, becoming the woman God designed you to be. And I'm excited to be your host today, amen. And my name is Annie. For those who are new to this show, my name is Annie Sone. So today, we are going to be praying into knowing the details of our assignment from God. Amen. We want to pray that in. Remember, last week we talked about the fact that prayer is a tool that will help you to continue on this journey with God. We are calling you to rise. We are calling you to shine. We are calling you to walk boldly in that which God has called you to. We are calling you to fulfill God's assignment on your life. That is what we are all about. So today we're not going to be talking. We're going to be praying, because we believe that you have been sent. And like Jesus, the knowing of the details of the assignment on God's life, of God's call on your life, is very, very important. So stay tuned as we get into a time of prayer. And I want you to take your notebook and your pen and journal anything the Lord places on your heart during this time. We are praying. If you're driving, if you're at home, whatever you're doing, you can still pray with us. Amen. I say welcome again, and I'm your host, Annie. Today we are praying into this whole thing we've been talking about since last week, knowing the details of your assignment from God, the importance of the knowing. And I believe there's a woman at the sound of my voice who is in a place of confusion. They are not clear. They are not sure. They need some details. So Lord, what next? What must I do? What's the next step? And I understand you. You're not alone. I've been in that position as well. And it's not a comfortable one. But I believe that prayer makes a way. Prayer brings about breakthrough. Prayer will uncover whatever the enemy has covered. Prayer will set us back on the pathway that the Lord has called us to. And if you are that woman needing clarity, needing to know, needing to have that same conviction that Jesus had, the must of his life, I must, because that was what we were talking about last week. And we anchored it on the scripture in John 13:1. The Bible says, before the Passover celebration, Jesus knew that his hour had come to leave this world and return to his Father. The importance of knowing your hour, knowing your season, knowing your next move, knowing what to say, knowing where to go, knowing who to take along with. These are very important things that a woman walking on purpose must settle. When you're walking in vagueness, in ambiguity, in some kind of dark space, it unsettles you. And that is why I want you to join me to pray. And the first thing we are going to be hammering on is that understanding of coming to a place where your assignment, the assignment of God on your life, is a must. It's a must. Luke 4:43 says, but he replied, I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God. I must. I want you to think about what God has laid on your heart right now. Write it down. If you are seated somewhere and you have a pen and a paper, if you are not seated, you're driving, you're doing anything, just bring it. recall it, bring it to your memory. I said, Lord, remind me of that assignment again. I want you to bring it to the forefront of your mind, because we want to make sure that it becomes something that we prioritize. You will not run after something that is not a priority. It must be a must. So I want to pray into that, but I want you to remember, begin to think, what has God told you? What has God called you to? What is the purpose of your life? What do you believe you are called to do? You know, I pray that the Lord will remind you. What is that word in the scripture that reminds you of who you are in Christ and the people you have been called to serve? Think about it. And I want you to think about it so deeply that you say, Lord, I must do this thing. I must. Settle that must in me right now in the name of Jesus. So we're going to go into prayer, and I'm going to be praying for you and with you. So I just want you to listen as I pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today with open hearts. Lord, thank you because you are a God of purpose. Thank you that you are a God of order. Thank you that you are a God of divine assignments. Thank you, Lord God, that you called us into your assignments for our lives. Lord, today we ask that you bring us to that place of knowing, the same knowing that Jesus walked in, that knowing that made him say, I must. I pray that as we have brought our assignment to the forefront, as we've written it down, as we look at it, as we read it, as we contemplate, as we meditate, it will become something that we say, yes, I must do this. I must. That must will take away everything that wants to take us out of this assignment, every other suggestions, Lord, to make us say, no, I don't want to do this thing anymore. Lord, we pray that we'll come to that knowing. Bring us to that knowing. Lord, remove every confusion. Remove every distraction. Lord, remove every wandering spirit. We are here, there, and everywhere. Lord, we pray that everything that has taken us out of your blueprint for our lives, Lord, remove them. Remove them in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Father, we receive clarity of the assignment. Clarity. I receive it for myself right now. I receive it for my sisters right now in the name of Jesus. And I receive it for even those who will be listening to the replay when whatever time they have to listen to it. We pray that it will be a fresh prayer for them as well, that we are going to be receiving clarity of the assignment. We are going to be receiving clarity of the timing of this assignment. We are going to be receiving clarity of the phases, so that we don't get caught up with wanting to be in stage 10 when we are supposed to be in stage 2, and we're comparing ourselves with others who have gone far, far ahead and thinking that that is what it's supposed to be, when we have to take the steps one after the other. We pray, oh God, that we receive clarity of our current season, our current phase, what must be happening right now. Lord, open our eyes to see what this season requires in the name of Jesus. Lord, open our eyes to see what this moment demands. Lord, there are demands to the assignment. Lord, we sometimes think that coming to you and receiving an assignment from you means that we just lay back and just cross our legs and sip our tea. There are demands. There are sacrifices. There are things that will demand us to do things that are uncomfortable, that are hard. Lord, we pray that you open our eyes to see this moment, what this moment demands. Lord, open our eyes to see what we must be doing right now this week, right now this month, right now this quarter, right now this year, in the name of Jesus. Father, we refuse to drift. We refuse to drift in the name of Jesus. Father, we refuse to live casually as if it doesn't matter that this assignment is fulfilled. We say no. We refuse in the name of Jesus. Father, we step into divine intentionality, that will be intentional. We will make plans on how this thing will be achieved. We will give ourselves to it. We will put in resources to it. We'll give time to it. Whatever is needed, we'll put it. It'll become a priority for our lives. We'll wake up thinking about it. We'll go to bed thinking about it. We'll walk through the day thinking about it, because it is the most of our lives. We come against laziness. We come against, oh God, a mediocre attitude. We come against a laissez-faire attitude. Just that thing like, oh, another person will do it. No, there is no other person. It is us. You've assigned us. You've called us. Help us to embrace it with intentionality in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you will place within us a conviction and a holy urgency, because time waits for no one. Your word says we should walk in the day while there is day, for night comes when man can do no work. Help us to see the daytime of our assignment. Help us to see that if we do not pray and press in, oh God, it will be too late. Some things cannot be procrastinated. Something cannot be pushed to tomorrow. They have to be done now. We pray for holy urgency that says, I must do what God has called me to do. I must do what God has called me to do. We pray that will grip every heart of the listeners right now. Father, align our priorities in the name of Jesus. Let our lives reflect heaven's agenda for us. That will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That will become our cry. That will become our pursuit. What is heaven saying about me? I'm bringing it down on earth. It must be done. What has heaven planned concerning my life? I'm bringing it down on earth to show forth the glory of God. Lord, let our days reflect your divine instructions, showing that we are living by your kingdom's mandate, the details of this mandate. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, we pray that we will know just as you knew. You were not in confusion. You knew the next thing to do. Lord, we pray, we need that. We need that. The knowing is very, very important and crucial. Let us know. Father, we beg you, Lord, that you settle this deep within our hearts, that we have been sent. We have been called, we have been positioned, and we must run after this assignment. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you are awakening dead dreams. You are awakening dead purposes. You are awakening dead assignments. You're bringing them back to life. Those who have kept them in the shelf, you're commanding them right now to go pick it up from the shelf in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that something is coming alive again. It's coming alive again. It's coming alive again in the hearts of my sisters as they listen. Oh God, that a conviction is brewing. Oh God, that a sense of I must is brewing in them. Thank you, Jesus. You're doing it for us, because it must be done. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. You are listening to She Excels, and we are in a prayer mode today. We are praying. We are pressing in. We are in the presence of God, just downloading this knowing we've been talking about. We are praying that the Lord will reveal to us the details of his assignment. Before we took a break, we were praying into the fact that this must become a priority for us, praying that the Lord will awaken their dreams, dead assignments, helping us see that it's so important that we must focus on this. We prayed into that. Now we want to move on to pray more into this whole thing of receiving clarity, you know, and ensuring that we know the next steps, so that we are not discouraged, so that we do not lose our peace and our joy while serving God. So many people are serving God from a place of sorrow, of pain, of they lack joy. And sometimes it could come because we are so unsure of the next step. And this is also because of other things that we need to put in place so that we actually are in the know of what God is expecting of us and how to go about fulfilling his purpose for our lives. And I'm so grateful that you're tuning in and you're praying. Make sure you journal everything the Spirit of God lays on your heart during the session. Very important. I cannot overemphasize the importance of journaling, of writing down the things that the Spirit tells you. Sometimes I think I'll keep it in my head, but I don't. By the time I want to recall, I'm like, oh, that thing came and it left. When you write it down, you're able to go back to it and press in prayer and execute as well. So stay tuned as we continue to pray. So I just want to read to you Exodus 24:12. It says, come up to me on the mountain. That is when the Lord was calling the Lord called Moses to the mountain so that he could receive the instructions on how to build the tabernacle. You know, the Lord gives details and he invites us to come up. To come up. Don't stay down there. Come up. You know, the calling of God on our lives is a high calling. It's a high calling. It's the most prestigious calling you will ever have on earth. There is nobody you can work for that is better than working for God. My goodness. There is no one. When you are busy with God's assignment for your life, you are working for the most important being that we can ever think of. You know, many of us want to work for certain companies, for certain people, you know, these influencers and these people who have authority and leadership, and you know, they are the faces in the world, and we feel boastful and happy that we got a chance to work for these people. I'm telling you, there is nothing like working for God. It's a high calling. It's the best that is. It's the finest that is. And don't trade it for anything. Never look at your job on earth, your position and all of that, and think that is good enough. No, it's not good. There is another level, and that level is with God. Amen. So God is calling you higher. He's calling you to come up, because that is where he gives details. And when you come there, he wants you to stay there so that you can receive the instructions. So the Lord called Moses up. He says, come there and I will give you. Stay there. Stay where I am. And I'm going to give you these instructions. Are you ready for that? We're going to pray into that. Exodus 24, 18 also says, he remained on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. The staying power, we're going to pray into that staying power. Lord, help me to stay in your presence. Help me to linger there. Help me to linger there even when I don't hear you speak. Help me to linger there when I have so much work to do and I'm distracted by my chores and my assignments and the other things I have to do. Help me just to linger there. Teach me to wait on you in the name of Jesus. Teach me to wait on you. Stay there. Time is needed to receive from God. God is a God of details. He's a God. He goes deep. He goes deep. And you cannot go deep when you are just passing by. When you're just passing by, you cannot. Roots must go deep into the ground to be able to sustain the tree. What you carry needs deep roots. And deep roots take time. And because this assignment of God on your life is so precious, you need to give it time so that it builds the deep roots that it needs, so that whatever you're building will stand the test of the wind, the storms, the rain. It must be founded on the rock. Hallelujah. It must be founded on the rock. So you must become comfortable with staying in the presence of God, waiting, lingering there. Amen. One thing that I ask, this one thing I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, that I may dwell. Many of us don't want to dwell there. You have to dwell there. That's why we are praying for you. I'm praying with you that you will learn to spend more time. If you are spending 15 minutes, take it up to 30. If you are spending 30, take it up to 1 hour. If you are spending 1 hour, why not 2 hours? Why not a retreat? Why not a half day? Why not lock up yourself for 2 days? Because that assignment is so crucial that you cannot just leave it to the wind. No, you can't leave it to the wind. You must be intentional about receiving from the Lord. Hallelujah. That is what I want us to pray into. Hallelujah. And the Lord will show you the way to go. It says in Isaiah 30 verse 21, this is the way you should go. Hallelujah. Are you ready to pray with me? I'm ready to pray with you. Heavenly Father, we come higher. We come higher. We respond to your call. Come up and stay there. And we're responding right now. From this day onward, Lord, we are going to be women who stay at the feet of Jesus. Who, like Martha, sit there, sit there. We are not busy all over, but we know how to sit and wait and receive that which cannot be taken away from us. Lord, draw us into your presence. Lord, take away every distraction that keeps us away from hearing you clearly or keeps us away from coming to your presence. By the time we want to come, some things just pop up. This one, me too. No, Lord, help us to shut our eyes and ears to those things that will make us not want to come and spend time with you. Lord, give us grace to stay. Give us grace to wait. Give us grace to listen. Give us grace to listen to you, Lord, as you speak to us. and to receive what you're saying. Lord, we ask that today you give us your divine blueprint for our lives. Download it into our spirits, the plans, the strategies, the structure, the details. We want that, Lord. We need that. You say we should ask. You say we should ask. We say we should seek. You say we should knock. We're doing that right now. We want the details, Lord. When we come before your presence, we pray that the plans will be revealed, the strategies will be revealed, the structure will be revealed of the assignment, and the details, step by step, Lord. We need it, Lord. You can do that. You did it for our forefathers, the people of old. You gave them instructions like Moses, and he was able to do exactly as he saw on the mountain. This is our turn now, Lord. Father, we declare that we will not build randomly. We declare that we will not build with emotions, Lord, that we will build according to the pattern that you will show us. Help us that when we receive, it will not just be filling books of what God has said, but that it will be divine strategies to go out and execute, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, just as you instructed Moses and gave him those detailed instructions, Lord, give us clarity. Lord, give us precision. Lord, give us understanding. Father, even send the right people, destiny helpers, skilled hands, aligned partners to help us. Lord, we cannot do this on our own. Lord, reveal to us, even Jesus, when he wanted to assign, to pick his disciples, he went to be with you. And when he came back, he started calling them by name and he called them his disciples. Father, it is in your presence that we even get clear on who is supposed to help with what. That's what you told Moses when he went up there. He said, Bezaliel will help you. Oholiab will help you. Lord, show me my Bezaliel. Lord, show me my Oholiab. Lord, show me my own disciples. Lord, show me my Ruth. Lord, show me my Naomi. Lord, show me the Esthers of my life. Lord, show me the Deborahs who come to set me free. Lord, show me the Jehels. Lord, show me. Who are they? Show me them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let nothing be missing. Let nothing be out of place, Lord. Lord, where we have been confused, bring your light. Let there be light. Lord, where there has been uncertainty, Lord, bring direction. Lord, let your voice become clearer than any other voice in our lives in the name of Jesus. You promise that your sheep hear your voice and they obey you. Lord, I pray that I will hear your voice. My sisters will hear your voice and obey in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Lord, teach us to follow you step by step, even when we don't see the full picture. Help us to obey your last instruction while waiting for the next and be at peace with that. Even when it looks like you're silent, we pray that your silence will not be confused for you are not with us, but that you know what you're preparing next for us to do in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Father, when we don't see the full picture, help us to just trust you, to trust your leading, to trust your timing. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we declare that we are led by God. We declare that we are guided by God. We declare that we are aligned with heaven's vision for our lives. In the name of Jesus, amen. We are praying today. I'm praying with you. I'm praying for me. I'm praying for any woman under the sound of my voice. The knowing of God's assignment on our lives is very critical. Many people are doing nothing for God because they do not know. And sometimes they know, but the details are missing. And I believe our God is a God of details. The Lord who called Moses to lead the people of Israel when he had never led people before. Moses was a leader of sheep. He was taking care of his father-in-law's sheep. He didn't know how to lead people, but God called him to lead a nation. When God calls you, even if you have never done it before, he's going to help you. And he helped Moses, told him what to do. Use your staff, do this, do that. And Moses went and did all what God told him to do. And Pharaoh did let the people go. Hallelujah. The assignment was achieved, was completed. The same is going to happen to you. Even if you are not in the know, the Lord is going to tell you. Where was Moses? In the presence of God. The Lord came through the burning bush and Moses was there alone. receiving instructions from God how to let the Israelites go free. There's somebody crying to the Lord right now, and the Lord has heard her cry, or his cry, or their cry. And the Lord says, I have a daughter who has the answer to that cry. Just as the Lord told Moses, I have heard the cry of the Israelites, and I'm sending you to go and take them out of there from Pharaoh's control. Somebody's crying. Somebody needs what you carry. Somebody has cried and prayed to the Lord, and the Lord said, my daughter is right there. She's right there. She has all what you need. All she needs to do is to step out. Step out. And today we are calling you higher. We are calling you to prioritize God's assignment for your life, because somebody is crying. Somebody needs what you have. Somebody's life will change when you start doing the things God has called you to do. And yes, he's going to tell you how to do it. He's going to give you details. And that's what we are settling today in prayer. Amen. And we say that for you to stay aligned, for you to get this clarity, there are a few things that you must make sure you settle. I'm just going to recap what happened last week. We said that you have to have a relationship with God, because there's no way you can go for God when you are not coming from God. God should send you, and you should be in an intimate relationship with his God. We also settled that you must seek and desire his will. It's one thing to say, oh, this is my father and I'm his child. But when he tells you to do something, you don't want to do it. You don't even desire to do anything that he wants you to do. You just want to sit there doing nothing. No. You must be a woman who desires to know, what is his will, daddy? What do you want me to do? Seek it and do it. A desire for God's will above your own desire, above all what you want. It's like, Lord, your will first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing will come after, later. Amen. That is a woman I'm talking to, the woman who puts God first. So you must settle that. The next thing that you must settle is that the word of God really, really does confirm what you are running with. That the word validates it. That the word is able to be, you can justify what you're doing in the scripture, because the scripture is what God uses to rebuke us, to correct us, you know. It's an inspired word of God. If it is not in the word, it is not his will. So you need to validate that as well. The next thing you need to know is that you need to produce fruit. So you can't just sit there and do nothing. You must do something. Jesus Christ said that if you remain in him, if you abide in him, you will bear much fruit. God is expecting a multiplication from your life. We need to settle that. Amen. The next thing that you need to know is that you should not be driven by people's approval, because they don't know the details. God knows the details. Man knows in part. We only know in part. I could give you an advice, but that's not all to eat. You must go download the rest from God. I could help you this far, but after that, somebody else or something, you have to take another instruction from God to continue. You can't just rely on man's yes and man's no. You have to make sure that God remains your point of validation. Lord, what are you saying now? Yes, man has helped me. Take what man tells you and take it back to God and say, Lord, is this what you really want me to do? So that there's that agreement in your spirit or with God as well. Amen. We also settled that your assignment must bring glory to God and must impact others. It's about other people. It's not you. It's others. You are here for others. Jesus came to seek and to save those who were lost. Jesus wasn't lost. He came to seek us and to save us. He does not need a savior. We need a savior. He came for those who were in need. So there are people in need. You have to settle that. The last thing we talked about, recapping from last week, that you had to settle is that you must make it a priority. It must be a must in your life. So I want you to have that in mind as we get into prayer right now. As we pray in this session, this segment where we are talking about getting you to that place where you can validate it by the word, your desire is that God's will be done, you make it a must of your life, your relationship with God is intact, and you make sure that you bear the fruits that will bring glory to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for calling us. We want to thank you for choosing us. We want to thank you for trusting us with your assignment. It's amazing how a God in heaven, the one who made the whole world, the Almighty God, El Shaddai, oh God, that you will come down and choose feeble men and women like us and give us an assignment that is dear to your heart to advance your kingdom. Lord, we are privileged. We thank you for trusting us with your purpose. He said, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We are on earth. You've trusted us to do it on earth. You're counting on us, and you're going to come back to check out what we have done. Like the master went and came back and gave rewards to the servant who went to work, Lord, who went to work on what they were assigned with. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Lord, we surrender our will. We surrender our plans. We surrender our desires in the name of Jesus, that yours will take precedence. Yours will come first place. Your will, your plans, your desires will dominate our lives. And Lord, we say that your will be done in our lives. Father, draw us deeper into a relationship with you. Lord, where we have backslidden, restore us. Where we have sinned, Lord, forgive us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray that where the fire has quenched, we kindle it, O God. In the name of Jesus, that we desire God even more than the assignment, that we will love God, that they may know you, the only true God, Jesus whom you sent, that we will love God, we will love God, we will love God, that we will deepen our love for you in the name of Jesus Christ, that we will abide in you, we will remain in you, and that our lives will produce fruit that glorifies you in Jesus' name. Lord, anchor us in your word, that we'll read your word, we'll study your word, we'll meditate on your word, that your word will guide us, that it will guide us away from error, away from doing our own things, that it will correct us, that it would align us in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, Father, keep us from going off track. Use your word to bring us back to the right track in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, teach us to pray over our assignment, to understand that there is an enemy who doesn't want to see your will be done on earth. Lord, your word says in John 10:10 that the thief cometh to steal, to kill, and to destroy. We have an enemy who wants to steal this assignment from us, kill it, and destroy it. But Lord, we are raising a banner through prayer. We pray that we'll pray for our assignments. We'll pray for the details. That like Jesus, every day we'll go away, oh God, just to pray for the next step and ensure that the enemy has been kept out of bay in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that we'll be prayer women in the mighty name of Jesus, that we'll be warriors, oh God, in the secret place, birthing the purposes of God, birthing the plans of God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Lord, teach us how to pray for assignment, how to cover it, how to protect it, how to push it forward in the spirit. Lord, give us the grace to obey fully, quickly, and consistently in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let us not delay our next level. Let us not delay it because of disobedience. Let us not delay your work. Let us not hold back when you're trying to move forward with us. Father, today we declare that we are moving forward, that we step boldly, that we rise in confidence, that we walk in clarity. Lord, reveal the people whom you have sent to help us in the name of Jesus, and those you have sent us to help in the name of Jesus Christ, those whose lives will change because of our obedience. Reveal them to us. Let our lives bring healing. Let our lives bring freedom. Let our lives bring restoration. Let our lives bring transformation. And above all, glory to your name. Let our lives bring glory to your name. We declare that we have been sent. We declare that we are ready. We declare that we are aligned in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the things you have settled in our hearts, in our lives, through this prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lord. Hallelujah to the Lord. Thank you, Father, because we will not be the same again. That every woman at the sound of my voice, things are shifting, things are changing in the mighty name of Jesus. That darkness is fleeing right now. Everything that the devil had destroyed is being restored. There is no destroying, there's no killing, there's no stealing, but life, and life in abundance. We speak life to your purpose. We speak life to God's assignment on your life. We awaken it in the name of Jesus. We call it forth in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that every woman at the sound of my voice is being revived to go boldly and do what you've assigned her to do in Jesus' name. beautiful woman of God, and I'm sure deep things are happening in your heart right now. The Holy Spirit is at work. The Holy Spirit is downloading things, giving you clarity. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. When the earth was formless and darkness covered the earth, the Lord said, what? Let there be light. I'm speaking light over a woman in a dark place right now who is in such a place and say, Amy, you don't know my case. My case, I cannot explain it to you. Yes, you cannot explain it to me, but you can explain it to God. It is God who said, let there be light. It's not any who sees, we saying it. I'm just echoing the words of God, and his word has power. And that word released from my mouth is going now and declaring light over your situation. There is no situation that God cannot overturn. Hallelujah. There's no situation that God cannot overturn. Your case is not hopeless. God is bringing light right now. He's bringing light. You will know what to say. You will know what to do. You will know where to go. You will know whom to go with. You will know who you are going to. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because God is committed to this assignment he's called you to. The Bible says, if the master returns, Matthew 24, and finds that the servant has gone and is doing his own thing, woe betide that servant. When the master returns and finds that the servant has done a good job, rewards and showers of blessings will come upon that servant. Because the father is very intentional about this assignment. God is more interested in you fulfilling this purpose than you are. It is at the forefront of his mind as far as you are concerned. So I want you to know that. Amen. And you are not lost. You are not behind. You are not forgotten. You are chosen. You are called. You are sent. And as you continue to walk with God, he will make your path clear. Remember that scripture we read? He will make your path clear. He will order your steps. He will establish you in your divine purpose. And tomorrow, people will ask, I see that this woman has been with Jesus. You know, the disciples, fishermen, tax collectors, people who had no titles as far as the Pharisees were concerned, people who did not know the word of God, the Torah. But these men started dividing the scripture and releasing it with such power that on the first day they preached their first message after Jesus went, 3,000 people were added. Don't minimize yourself. Don't minimize what you carry. God will back it with his Holy Spirit and power. Amen. So thank you for listening. This is She Excels, where we call you to rise, to shine, and to walk boldly in the fullness of what God has called you to. And we want you to stay aligned with that purpose, to stay intentional about that purpose, and to never forget that you were sent. And I'm so in awe of what God has done in your life today, and I'm also in expectation. I want you to share. If you have testimonies as a result of this prayer, we would like to hear from you. You can WhatsApp us on 081-729-1657. That number again, 081-729-1657. I want you to testify. And if you love to email us, you can email us at info@capepulpit.co.za. We want to hear from you. Testify. Tell us what God has brought alive. Tell us what God has done throughout this time as you have been listening to She Excels. And I'm so glad to be your host, Enisone. Until then, we shall see you next time. Bye-bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.